Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. So today we're going to read the story of Jesus walking on the water from Matthew chapter 14. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him, and he begged them, and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. So this passage is a pretty famous passage about Peter going to Jesus and walking on the water to Jesus on the lake. Before that, we see that Jesus actually makes his disciples get in the boat. If you read the passage before this, it's really interesting because Jesus has just fed the 5,000. And before that, Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, has just died. And so there's this interesting thing that happens, and Jesus is kind of pressed into ministry while he's in a personal time of mourning. And yet Jesus makes his disciples get into the boat, and he goes to be alone with the Father. He went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. So one of the things we want to think about is that there are moments in our lives where we need to put aside other things, and we need to spend time with God. If Jesus needed to do that, obviously we probably need to do that as well. And Jesus is in the midst of a busy schedule of ministry, of people pressing in on him. We see the crowd actually follows him across the lake and after he feeds the 5,000. So he can't get away from the ministry that he's doing. It's always with him. And yet in the midst of it, he goes to be with the Father, to spend some time with the Father. And so that should be something to us. That's part of the reason why we do things like these morning meditations. It's part of the reason why we need to spend time in silence and in prayer, just being alone with God. But the other thing we see in here is faith. We see that the disciples are terrified at first. And yet when they hear Jesus, Peter at first steps out in faith and tries to walk on water because he trusts that if it is Jesus, he'll be able to do it. And then we know the story. He gets scared by the winds and the waves and everything going on around him, And he kind of takes his eyes off Jesus and he begins to sink. But even then, Jesus rescues him, pulls him into the boat. And it says that the other disciples worship him in the boat. And finally, it says that there are people all around who just come out just to touch Jesus because they have faith that Jesus can heal them. And so I think a couple of things. One would be today we can take from this passage is that spending time with God is really, really important for us. But the second thing would be that as we stretch out and reach out to touch Jesus, as we have faith in Christ, we find that Christ can do some pretty amazing things in our lives. Peter ended up walking on water that day for a little bit, and there were people all around who were healed just by reaching out and touching Jesus. And so there's a sense today in which as we seek Jesus, as we reach out to Jesus, as we pray, as we spend that time alone with the Father, if we will put our faith in Jesus, we will see Jesus begin to work in new ways in our lives day to day. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.